The North Koreans might not be teaming up again with the South anytime soon, but one person who will be joining South Korea for next year's Winter Olympics is Marissa Brandt. She's a Korean adoptee who grew up playing hockey in the U.S., but when she takes to the ice next winter, she'll be skating for South Korea, and she might end up playing against her sister. Kaomi Goetz has more from Minneapolis.
Marissa Brandt was 4 months old when she came to the U.S., so she has no memories of Korea. She grew up in a suburb of St. Paul with her adoptive parents, Greg and Robin, and she says she always felt like she fit in.
I felt like I didn't look different. I wasn't, you know, in any way, shape, or form different. I felt like everybody else.
Soon after Marissa arrived, a sister came along named Hannah. She's not adopted. The sisters are barely a year apart, so they did everything together. Hannah is white like their parents, and she remembers laughing off people's confusion.
We would tell people when we were younger, oh, this is my sister Marissa, and then people were like, I don't believe you, like, because it was, if you didn't look the same, you weren't obviously siblings.
They even went to Korean culture camp together, but Marissa didn't feel comfortable there.
We went for a couple years, and I remember I did not like going, but my sister loved it, so we kept going back for her, because my mom thought it would be funny just sending her to Korean camp without me.
It was Hannah who loved the spicy food in Korean martial arts, Taekwondo. But the sisters eventually found something they both liked, ice hockey. Now, years later, both will get a dream of a lifetime to skate at the Olympics. But they'll be playing for different countries, Marissa for her native South Korea, and Hannah, a Big Ten standout, for the U.S. team.
We grew up playing with each other, best friends, sisters, and now we get to each experience an Olympics together, and it happens to be our first ones for each of us. So, I mean, you just can't write a story like that.
Marissa got the call in 2015 while still a senior at Division III Gustavus Adolphus College. She was invited to fly over and try out for the Korean national team. An American coach working for the Korean team spotted her while scouting for experienced players of Korean ethnicity.
I like didn't know what to say right away. It was just so out of the blue. You know, you don't expect that. And I remember it was like finals week of my senior year of college. So this was like the last thing on my mind, you know?
It's not unheard of for countries to recruit foreign players. As the Winter Olympic host, South Korea gets automatic berths for men's and women's ice hockey. But the sport in general isn't well developed there. Marissa is one of several athletes recruited to help boost Korea's chances. But they have to take on Korean citizenship. It's ironic for Marissa. She was a Korean citizen at birth, but lost that during her adoption process. It's a part of her lost history. So is the biological mother she never knew. She has very little information about her.
All we know is that she had olive skin and a round face.
Marissa says she hadn't thought that much about her Korean mother over the years. She also shied away from anything Korea-related. But that's changing now. She still isn't big on Korean food, but she has started to learn some words in Korean, like I'm hungry. And she became close to her teammates. This past spring, they won gold for their division at the World Championships.
We did the national anthem, and, you know, you're wearing your Team Korea jersey, and it was, you know, the flag is being raised up high, and, you know, so many fans are there to watch you, and it was just like a moment of, okay, like, I'm really proud to be Korean.
Back in Minnesota, Marissa's keeping up her skills by playing with her old college teammates. In a week, she'll leave for Korea to train ahead of the Winter Games in February. Her sister Hannah heads to Florida with Team USA. They probably won't face each other in competition, but Marissa expects the story will still get a lot of media attention, and maybe her biological mother will notice. She knows a reunion is a long shot.
I'm going there first to represent my country and to be the best I can be for my teammates, so that's number one. And if I can find her and meet her, that'd be like the cherry on top of everything, but number one is hockey.
In Korea, Marissa will compete under the name her birth mother gave her, Yoon Jung Park, and her American family will be there to watch. For The World, Kaomi Goetz, Minneapolis.